1490 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dangerous winter weather stretching across much of the country, with more on the storm that stretched across most of the states. Here's ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano.
At least five fatalities in the storm zone. Falling trees killed two people near Atlanta, Georgia, including a 78-year-old man crushed while he was driving, and one person dead and two critically injured in Claremont, North Carolina. The state hammered by the brutal storm, parts of Winston-Salem submerged. In South Carolina, a twister wreaking havoc in the city of Bamberg, piles of bricks littering the streets. Harriet Coker's roof is ruined.
There's still a lot of damage. It's going to be a long cleanup.
State of Iowa, where the presidential race officially kicks off next Monday, with caucuses getting snow, ice, and wind. The temperature expected to hover around zero on caucus day. Sources say that former President Donald Trump is insisting he will deliver part of the closing statements himself in his civil fraud case tomorrow. This is ABC News. Impeachment hearings open today on Capitol Hill, with Republicans looking to boot Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas out of office.
The Homeland Security Department issuing a memo saying that Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas's impeachment hearings are, quote, politically motivated and led by extremists. Republicans insist the Homeland Security Secretary didn't do his job in keeping the border secure. Secretary Mayorkas saying Congress did not give him the resources to do that.
That's ABC's Andy Field in Washington. Federal food aid is now expected to help feed about 21 million kids this coming summer. The Department of Agriculture says this summer EBT program designed to fill in the gap so kids don't go hungry when they're not in school. And for those taking part in Dry January, but for some reason still want the taste of a beer in your mouth, Miller Lite has you covered. Available on Friday, Miller Lite Mints. $5 for a tin of 40. They combine the taste of Miller Lite along with a little pop of mint. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wet, heavy snow fell in much of southern and eastern Wisconsin until late on Tuesday. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells Jane Matinier that 40-mile-per-hour winds will keep driving hazardous until the snow ends.
When you get underneath one of those snow bands, you'll see some snow accumulating a lot quicker out there, making it harder for the plows to keep up with. But they've been doing an awesome job so far. Mm-hmm. I've been checking cameras across the state. Hats off to you guys.
Wet, heavy snow is causing some power outages. Governor Evers says he's having a hard time finding a new Department of Natural Resources secretary. The Republican-controlled state Senate fired 8 of his appointees to different boards and commissions last fall. Evers says some candidates he's considered tell him they don't want to put their families in that situation. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
College basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles hope to get a win tonight as they host Butler. Marquette has dropped to 11 in the AP Top 25 after losing 2 of their last 4 games. A big upset last night in the Big Ten. Nebraska at home beat number 1 ranked Purdue 88-72. That's the first time the Cornhuskers have beat a number 1 ranked team since 1982. Badgers on the road tonight. They take on Ohio State. NFL, the Packers and the Cowboys Sunday in the wild card playoffs. Matt LaFleur with praise for Jordan Love, leading his team to the postseason his first year at quarterback.
You know, his family did a hell of a job raising him in terms of just what he's all about. great things are in store for him.
The New York Jets had a losing season after Aaron Rodgers tore his Achilles tendon. He had this to say after meeting with his coaches.
Some things in every organization, and we did this for 18 years in Green Bay, the exit meetings are important to just get everything on the table that's happened, flush the bullshit that you need to move forward, and then refine your focus moving forward.
That's Aaron Rodgers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, 31 today with light snow developing by late this afternoon. Tonight, light snow will continue. We could get a couple of inches by the time the snow ends tomorrow morning. Our low tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29. More snow and wind Friday into Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Very special thanks to Bernie Anderson, former head coach at Northern Michigan, Michigan Tech, and of course a compadre of Matt LaFleur. Gave Matt LaFleur one of his very first jobs in all of coaching. That was interesting, wasn't it? Talking about the Matt LaFleur before he became a head coach in the NFL.
Before he became Matt LaFleur.
That was very interesting. We're going to have him on again. By the way, Big Wayne we just talked to. Big Wayne's going to come in tomorrow. He might be bringing a chicken with him, he said.
Okay, that's interesting.
What? Yeah, a chicken. So he's got to go take care of his chickens right now, so maybe he's going to be bringing us a chicken tomorrow. So that'll be interesting.
I'll take the honey.
Okay, or that. Another very special guest sat with this gentleman at a GB basketball game last week. Had a fascinating conversation with him. And gentlemen, you go way back with
him. Yeah, I do. Just a great guy. I mean, we talk about Green Bay being the number one place to live in the United States. And, you know, by U.S. News and World Report, which is a very credible and when they talk about Green Bay, we've got some natural resources. Obviously, got the Packers. Our money goes pretty far. But we have a lot of services here. Then we care about people who live here. And, John Sinegard is one of those people that make Green Bay, really Northeast Wisconsin, a great place. Whether you use his facility or not, to know that we have it makes you proud to live here. And John, as many of you know, is the executive director of Cerebral Palsy of Northeast Wisconsin. You've been doing that for, over 10 years. You're doing a great job. And
thank you.
How are you doing? I mean, how is business? I just love what you do. I love driving by your place. I know you're expanding.
It's one of those things you wish you didn't have to do this job. Wish there was no such thing as CP.
Absolutely. We'd love to work ourselves out of business.
Exactly.
Yeah, you bet. Well, thanks for having me. Good morning. And as we were just talking about before we went on air, how cool is it for me that I get to spend time with you guys twice in a couple of weeks now?
I know, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
What a stroke of luck.
The only thing is we're not having beers right now.
No.
We can start. Here. We actually have a pretty good green room here. But we went to just... I haven't seen you in a little while. You know, COVID was weird, right? I mean, it just kind of separated. Not friendships, but personal stuff together.
Yeah,
you bet. And it was so nice to run into you. We went to a basketball game. A friend of ours hosted a game in his skybox, and it was just great to catch up with you. And we were just like, John, can you come on our show? And you're like, yeah. So tell us about what's going
on, CP. That.
You bet.
Yeah, and it was an opportunity, as you say, Jim, to kind of rekindle some of our friendship from a few years ago when we were both in a different place.
Right.
In our lives, and great opportunity to talk with John, and we chatted for a long time about your good work with the Vets organization in Northeast Wisconsin. Thank you. Congrats on that good work.
Thanks.
So things are going well at CP. We continue to expand. We have expanded our reach now in the last couple of years. We're now located in four locations.
I didn't realize this. We're just talking a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah, we in spite of some of the challenges with the pandemic. John, we have recently expanded to the Suamico area. We've recently opened a new childcare facility up there. We have got, of course, our primary site located over on Webster and Alloway, mm-hmm. across from the prison. Most folks are familiar with
it. It's a big
landmark,
really, in that area.
Huge landmark.
Can't miss it.
And we've also got ADS satellite sites in Two Rivers as well as Kimberley. Just drew a blank there for a minute, in Kimberley. So we now are located in four locations.
You know what I think is cool? I remember a World War II veteran of mine, very diehard World War II veteran of mine, Marine, South Pacific and everything. And he used to go over and swim with his grandson in the pool a few times a week. And it was just, you know, there's different places where, you know, the people are taken care of, whatever. But that was such a, how do I put it, hands-on, welcoming, friendly kind of, you know, we're not this entity where you walk through our golden door. It was like, we're all in this together sort of thing. When he used to tell me about that, I almost would get tears in my eyes. I thought that was such a cool thing, what those people were able to do with their grandkids and things like that over there.
Yeah, it's our aquatic center is really an amazing facility. And little known fact, we owned and operated the first warm water pools in Northeast Wisconsin. Mm. Way back when, the Packers used to use that for aquatics therapy
in
the old days. Absolutely.
Wow.
So in addition to our two warm water pools kept at a balmy 93 degrees. So,
wow.
By the way,
wow.
If you guys want to come over and take a dip, I'll get you a couple of free passes. Perhaps you want to do the show live from the Aquatic Center.
Johnny doesn't know how to swim.
Huh? Relax, okay?
Really?
No. But you know
what? It's true.
Okay, you know who I'd really like to take over there? His dog.
No,
his dog is the only dog in America that doesn't know how to swim.
He's taking swimming lessons.
He's afraid of his belly getting wet.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Well, perhaps you and the mayor's dog could take swimming lessons together, my friend.
I think that would be good.
93, that's too warm. That's pretty. Hey, let's. I want to talk about the.
Do you have a sauna?
We do not.
Oh, okay.
We do not.
John, I want to talk a little bit about, and I can't find a better word for it, the market.
Yeah.
Is it growing? I mean, how many people do you service and how often do they come in? I've been to your place a number of times and you guys were great about, you know, expansions and you get a nice donation. You do something very special for your residents. But
absolutely.
Tell me about who's there, the average age. Is it once a week? Do they come in more often?
Great question. So one of our flagship programs, as you know, is our Adult Day Services Program, where we serve adults over the age of 18 who have cognitive or physical disabilities in a day service setting. In that capacity at our Green Bay location, we currently serve about 85 or 90 and another 25 or 30 at our two ancillary locations.
Great.
In Kimberley and Two Rivers. I mean, quite frankly, one of our challenges, and this will not be a surprise to you, is that we continue yet to try and claw our way back from pre-pandemic levels, not only on the client census side, but on the staffing side as well. And quite frankly, those of us, and CP is not alone, those people that run day service programs in the area are all struggling mightily to get back to pre-pandemic levels because a lot of the folks that we serve found other options.
I have so much respect for the people that work in the fields you're in. So much respect for them.
It
takes a special breed of person.
Yeah, it really does. And I say this all the time, but the folks that work for us are not driven by the money.
No.
Right.
I mean, they're driven by the mission,
heart.
The vision.
No question.
Their desire to help people. We have got a ways to go. We've got some work to do. One of my current frustrations is that in spite of the fact that we have continued to expand our locations, we can't fill those locations, both in the child care side as well as our adult day services program, because we simply don't have people to serve them.
Wow.
John, so, what are you looking for, though? I mean, besides, I agree with the overall, the mission outweighs the money, and
absolutely.
It has to. And
absolutely.
I look at those people, and I tell you, if there's the cross I carry is I don't have a lot of patience. And my God, the patience that people have there, because it's
now you'd be the worst.
I would.
You'd be the worst.
I would, John. I will.
You'd be the worst.
I will send
Todd
you money.
Todd and I deal with that every day.
Yeah, I just. I
don't
just,
we, Todd?
I
worst.
I understand.
It's tough.
I understand.
Have, I have been to confession and said, look, I don't have any patience. And the guy's like, you know, but he gives me these, you know, light a candle, say a prayer, all that. But anyway,
how's that working for you?
Yeah, right. But I just, God bless them.
Yep.
Yeah, our staff have got a lot of grace. Again, they are driven by their quest to help people achieve better lives. And of course, at the end of the day, that's our goal. We have got a very stringent curriculum over there at all of our locations, mm-hmm. quite frankly. And our goal is to help these folks achieve their very highest level of self-sufficiency. And I can tell you that my staff are driven to do that each and every day. They are very, very special people.
We're with John Snydergaard, Executive Director of Cerebral Palsy of Northeast Wisconsin.
And we're talking about, you know, we had the pandemic and a couple things happened. One is people haven't been back to facilities where they, I would like think they would be. Another thing is we're talking about the staff that works for you. And what would you advise someone? I mean, I teach a little bit at TC and there's people, what do you want to do? I'm not really sure what I want to do. Do you have shadow or internships there? Or do
we
you
do.
Have? Okay, tell me a little bit about.
Yeah, in fact, that's very typical. We often have people that would come in and shadow, particularly in our child care departments and or our therapy department. I think you guys are also aware of the fact that we own and operate the biggest pediatric therapy practice in Northeast Wisconsin. And when I say that comparatively to our healthcare systems well. And so that's another one of our departments where we allow people to come in and to shadow, to get oriented, to make sure that that setting works for them and is going to be a long-term fit. Because as you said, that's not for everybody. We are looking for people who are compassionate caregivers, who want to give back, who are driven by the mission and the vision to help others achieve their highest level of success. So, we would, either you guys want to come over and rock some babies in the daycare a couple of days a week, we can find some space for you.
Yeah, we're busy.
After the morning,
part-time, full-time, flexible hours.
What I'm dealing with. Got a bad back.
Dog ate my homework.
I gotta say this. Somewhere way back when you guys started or whenever it was, whoever came up with the idea for the CP Telethon and got WBAY involved, wow, what a great adventure that's been.
Great piece of business.
Yeah, Holy cow.
I'm glad you mentioned that. In fact, we are this year celebrating our 70th year.
Wow.
And the mayor has spent a number of hours in one of those chairs on the VIP panel at WBAY.
Answering the phones.
I have those are pre-calls. I call people and say, look, you got to call me because I need to raise. The competitive side. I've also.
Hey, Todd, can I impersonate him answering the phone?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Ring. Hello, CP Telephone. Hello, who's this? Hey, Mr. Mayor, this is Bob. Yeah. What do you want, Bob? Well, I just want to say I want to give it to him. Yeah, how much? Well, no, I just want to say that, you know, it's great for you to hear, but out of my sight, you guys got to clean the road. Yeah, Bob, you know what? That's not what we're doing here today, Bob. We're raising money for CP. Do you want to make a I do. Me and the
right,
guys
John?
At work, we put together a little job. Hey, yeah.
He's effective,
Bob,
though.
Bob, the phone's ringing. How much? Just tell me how much, okay? Do that, Bob?
I got a plaque for one of the top 10. So
you did.
Thank you for that.
You were spot on.
Thank you.
Spot on.
Thank you.
It's a great, great cause. And you're right. We got an hour, and it's really not time to visit. It's time to raise money.
Yeah, so it's hard work.
It is hard work. The other thing, I love that money stays local. You know, because you see every Jerry Lewis, and is that money going to, but you keep that local here.
We do.
That's terrific.
Yeah, all of that money goes right back into our programs to help the folks that we serve, friends and neighbors right here in Northeast Wisconsin. Many, many years ago, CP made a really good decision, and that was that they were going to walk away from the national CP organization. Quite frankly, they were just taking too much money away from our local folks here in Northeast Wisconsin. So really a good piece of business.
John, can you stick around?
Yeah. Sure, absolutely.
Awesome. This is great stuff and important stuff, I think, for the community.
Thank you. Yeah.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
John Snydergaard, Executive Director, CP of Northeast Wisconsin. We'll be back with more right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org. That's 800-506-5596 or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. 7:20 in the morning here on WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, the Civic Media app. We're with a very special guest. Jim, go ahead. You're from the guy that calls him Mike Holmgren. Tell me that I mispronounced John's last name.
You did pronounce his last name, but it's John Syndergaard. And John,
it won't be the last.
What did
time,
I say? Syndergaard?
Won't be the last. Snyder,
it looks like Syndergaard.
It does look. It, yeah. I agree.
Syndergaard.
It's a rough one. That happens a lot.
Isn't that Norwegian? Norwegian?
Danish. No?
Danish.
So I know Jeff Nordgaard. Yeah. Remember Jeff Nordgaard?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about him.
Yes, we did at the game the other night. John here is, of course, Executive Director of CP of Northeast Wisconsin. We're talking about the CP Telethon, which has been one of the big entertainment things of the winter for, like you said, 70 years. Right. Some of the names they used to bring into town and everything was incredible, wasn't it?
Some of the biggest names in show business, absolutely.
And that's March 1st and 2nd this year.
March 1st and 2nd.
Tell us a little bit about what we can look forward to and what we can do today on January, 7th, 8th, to help with that?
Yeah, thank you. So some really significant changes this year. You know that Telethon has normally been a two-day affair. Mm-hmm. This year, we're going to switch it up some for our 70th, and we are going to shoehorn those 2 days into one day on Sunday.
Ooh, wow.
Yes, so there's going to be a lot of activity on Sunday at the WBAY studio. However, what we're going to do is we're going to preface that event with an online streaming event on a Saturday evening. And that is going to be a live feed from CP, and that is going to showcase some of our programs internally as well as our clients. And so I would urge people to tune in for that as well. And
it's
as
the
I
modern just said, way of doing it, huh?
Absolutely. And the other thing, quite frankly, that we're trying to do is we're trying to acquire a different demographic by reaching out in that manner.
Great point.
Yeah.
Great point.
Well, I think, John, what people have to, I mean, everybody has heard of CP because of Jerry Lewis and I'm 70 years of this going on. But I thought that was really wise what you did when you do the cutaways so people can actually see people in the pool, actually see the daycare. People need to know. I mean, the money staying local, I think, is one of your, well, the quality of service that you offer is your number one thing. But the fact that the money stays here locally, that there's a need. You know, we talked about that. Is cerebral palsy on the decline? And you're saying, not really, it just...
Yeah, that continues to be a battle. There's obviously an inordinate amount of money that continues to go into testing and research.
Oh, my God.
But unfortunately, some of those conditions, we're not seeing a lot of improvement. Although, we do see some amazing, amazing success stories each and every day at CP, whether or not that's somebody in our ADS department, our adult day services department, our therapy department. So we do have some amazing success stories.
I mean, you can only do so much in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's right.
But the quality of life that you guys help provide and improve on is huge.
That's right.
It really is.
You know, these people, you know, as the mayor just mentioned, there are friends, our neighbors, and our relatives. So these are folks that we're helping right here in our backyard. And again, all the resources stay right here in Northeast
Wisconsin.
Right,
and your locations are not just Green Bay, right? We talked about Suamico, Two Rivers, Kimberly. I mean,
that's right.
Because you reach further than that, and I think that's really important. So the telethon, you're going to, so it's going to be the phones, are people going to be able to donate? I'm sure people are all right now raising money because they come in with those checks, which is a very, very cool part.
I still love that. I still love Boy Scout Troop 27 challenges, the other Boy Scout troops in, you know, Suamico.
Or these places that you really don't, Lenny's, you know, they just get together and they're like, look, we've got to help these
the
kids.
Grassroots.
Right.
Interestingly enough, as I travel around Northeast Wisconsin, you know what people are nostalgic for? They want us to bring back the fishbowl. People want to see that fishbowl. And so I continue to say, by golly, we're going to figure out a way to bring back the fishbowl.
Did you ever see, well, I'm sure you have, but sometimes you'll see it on Facebook, that one, like, I think it was James Arness was here at the thing.
Yes.
Now, you got to remember, I mean, this is a guy that still watches Gunsmoke on a regular basis.
Right.
Still one of the greatest, maybe the greatest TV show of all time.
Absolutely.
That would be like having the star from, like, when Friends was huge or something like that. That was like the biggest name in television when they brought him and some of those people in.
That was a big deal.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Yeah.
So whoever got that started, man, you guys have carried it on.
Thank you.
But you also feature a lot of local entertainment. Frank.
We do.
Dan Reilly.
We do.
It's just, that's cool stuff. And these people are all working hard and
giving of their time.
They do. It's all, they do it. And Will from Channel 2, you know, he's putting all his time in there, and people just give a lot of their, you know, it's one of those time treasure talents. But so this is March 2nd and 3rd, Johnny.
March 1st and 2nd. If I have my dates right, Saturday and Sunday, am I saying that right?
One of us is right.
Looks like, and it says March 2nd and March 3rd.
2nd and 3rd. Okay. Thank you.
Let's just go for that Todd clarification. Todd is never wrong.
I should have brought my calendar.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm going to get chastised by my staff for that. 2nd and 3rd.
But the 3rd is when we are live on TV, and that's the telethon. But we can watch it on both days.
That's correct.
Tell me about that Saturday.
Yep. So live stream on our feed, weercp.org, and then of course live on WBAY channel 2 on Sunday. So if you guys want me to save a couple of chairs for you there, John, that takes you right back to your roots, right? Spending some time in that studio.
No, that's the one place I never worked.
Really?
Everybody else,
I thought you had.
No. Two places that people always think I've worked was channel 6 up in Marquette, Michigan. And because so many people have, literally 1,000 people over the years said, I remember watching you up in your hometown of Marquette. And it's like, and I just, sure. Because it gets to that point, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But because if I was on the channel 11, you know, it was shown on cable up there. So you know, it's one of those things they saw me living up there. And so many people, I remember when you were on channel 2. It's like, yeah.
One station you didn't work on.
Yes. But
I didn't realize that.
But if you need me to help with that telethon, I would be there for you. Because I think it's a phenomenal organization. I think what you guys do is so important. And I think it's so inspiring, the people that say, hey, here's how I'm going to spend my life. I'm going to spend my life helping people with CP and their families. Yeah, I think that's phenomenal.
Yeah. Thank you.
And Johnny, I think we can do...
I got this from a Todd. Could John sing a few tunes on your telethon?
No, let's keep it.
Would you,
Johnny Mito?
Hey, I got an idea. How about you let
Todd? We can make that happen.
All right,
Jim. We can absolutely make that happen.
John,
trust me. Perhaps he'd want to do a duet.
John, you want to hold it down here?
He sings this with Boo Boo.
Yeah,
not Boo Boo, Lulu.
Lulu,
whatever. This is.
No schoolgirl.
He's tone deaf. Notice that he's just way off. Like.
Biting nails and telling tales.
Not even close. Not even close. All right. Thank you, Boo Boo.
Hi, how about Todd? Convoy.
No, okay.
I got that.
Well, that's because that's talking.
Should I tell our friend Frank that he's going to get bumped for you?
John, we're going to really promote this coming up to March 2nd and 3rd. And on the 3rd, people can call in. They can start saving their money now. We need the donations, cash donations. Do you need any help, any volunteer help? Or are we good?
Always. Always. You bet.
How do we contact you again? I was writing that down. You talked too fast.
WWW.
Jack, can you hang on 1 second?
Yeah, you bet.
Just 1 quick second.
You bet.
Yeah, this is going to raise us a lot of money.
Looks like we've got us a convoy.
Little treat.
Love
for
this song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when he talks, he's like,
Dark Moon on the 6th of June, and a Jimmy Kenworth Holland Logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer rod and a Kenworth Holland Logs. We was hunting for Bear and I 1-0, but a mile out of shaky town. That's a little.
Yeah, that's that treat. Okay,
a treat,
right?
Like, I think if this radio thing doesn't
bring
work
in money,
out,
John, that will bring in money for you guys.
Perhaps you guys would like to do a duet.
We can do it. I know we'll do a donation. Stop the music. You know, as soon as we get if we get to $500, as soon as we get to $500, we'll shut the guy up. Okay,
John Syndergaard,
John, you're
executive
the best.
Director of cerebral palsy of Northeast Wisconsin. We want to do whatever we can to help you guys.
Great. Thank you.
All the admiration in the world for all the folks that work for you.
Thanks
March
so much.
2nd and 3rd, big event coming up. And John, keep doing what you're doing.
Good to see you guys. Thank you.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dangerous winter weather stretching across much of the country, with more on the storm that stretched across most of the states. Here's ABC senior meteorologist Rob Marciano.
At least five fatalities in the storm zone. Falling trees killed two people near Atlanta, Georgia, including a 78-year-old man crushed while he was driving, and one person dead and two critically injured in Claremont, North Carolina. The state hammered by the brutal storm, parts of Winston-Salem submerged. In South Carolina, a twister wreaking havoc in the city of Bamberg, piles of bricks littering the streets. Harriet Coker's roof is ruined.
There's still a lot of damage. It's going to be a long cleanup.
State of Iowa, where the presidential race officially kicks off next Monday with caucuses getting snow, ice, and wind. The temperature expected to hover around zero on caucus day. Sources say that former President Donald Trump is insisting he will deliver part of the closing statements himself in his civil fraud case tomorrow. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. New technology developed in Wisconsin could help doctors detect developmental disorders before a baby is born. The University of Wisconsin in Madison says it's currently focused on autism, ADHD, and other disorders that aren't usually diagnosed until later. Republicans say they'll shut down the federal government if they don't get a deal to shut down the border. Congressman Brian Stile on WISN-TV's Up Front.
We're fighting about whether or not we should be mopping up the mess on the floor. I say, turn the spigot off, and you turn the spigot off by actually ending the illegal immigration in the United States and securing the border.
Democrats note that lawmakers have passed on several opportunities to update immigration laws, but haven't. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mostly cloudy, 31 today with light snow developing by late this afternoon. Tonight, light snow will continue. We could get a couple of inches by the time the snow ends tomorrow morning. Our low tonight, 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 29. More snow and wind Friday into Saturday. After that, it is going to get really cold. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM, WGBW.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special guest there, John Syndergaard, Executive Director, CP of NEW. Do I pronounce, is it cerebral or cerebral? Cerebral, right?
People well, it's really say it both ways.
But it is cerebral. I mean, that's what it is.
I know,
but
it's how called, it's spelled.
Right, but it's called cerebral.
Cerebral, okay. Got a texture.
He does a great job.
Oh, fantastic. Wonderful having him here. We want to help him out a bunch.
And we will.
Got a text. I remember as a kid putting money in the fishbowl at WBAY and shaking hands with Ken Curtis. You know who Ken Curtis was?
I do not. But I like him.
You don't know who Ken Curtis is?
No, I like that just because Todd yelled at me last time because he goes, people you don't know, you discount.
Okay, give me a hint.
Ken Curtis is a great, great guy.
Do you have any idea who Ken Curtis is?
None, not at all. Okay. But I don't want Todd mad at me anymore.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Hey, Marshall Dillon, I don't know. The guy came in here just a whooper and a hollering and went up to Doc and started telling Doc off, and then Miss Kitty kicked him out of Long Branch.
Barney Fife?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
This is sad.
Who's the guy with, Don Knox?
No.
No.
Festus.
Oh, that was Festus.
Festus.
Oh, that's funny.
One of the biggest characters in
TV
history.
Oh, yeah, that guy's awesome.
Yeah.
Totally. Okay. And they had him up here.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They had the biggest names in TV here.
This is Gunsmoke's theme. Ken Curtis as Festus.
As Festus.
All right. I remember that. I know. Right. That's cool. Anyway, we are here. But anyway, John was great. And I don't know who they're bringing in, but their telethon, it's a 2-day telethon. But the first day on March 2nd is more streaming. And you're going to see at the CP Center all the things they do. They'll be raising money. But really, it's going to be through streaming. And then on Sunday, they're going to be back to WBAY. Remember that when you were a kid, Doctor? And just calling in or stopping at the fishbowl or dropping off your check from the Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, businesses. And then they have, of course, the VIP panel where we would call our friends and shake them down.
Did you hear my impersonation of Jim answering the phones?
Yes, I did.
I would call him. I'd have a list.
I also heard you volunteer to hold a baby, rock a baby for a little while.
No, that was my wife that texted in. That was Donna.
She texted you?
Yeah, she did.
Okay.
And she said, tell John I would be happy to rock a baby. So I told, no, that wasn't
I'll go with Donna.
Okay.
I'll go
you
rock babies with Donna.
I mean,
that's cool.
Uh-huh. I'll take the picture.
So. Photo op. Somebody take this kid.
Kids, they make me nervous. They're so fragile.
Yeah, when they're super slippery, too, right when they first come out.
They arch their back, and it's like,
You just got to hold them by the back of the neck.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
They're not.
Oh, put your hand underneath. I thought you meant like a puppy where you pick it up by the back of the neck.
The rabbit.
Oh, no.
The rabbit.
Yeah, or a rabbit. Dr. Kristen Lyerly here with a new technique for holding babies.
Not recommended.
The OBGYN. Pick them up by the neck.
That's how you do it.
I'm talking about when they first come out, the first thing you see is the head.
Yeah.
So then you've got to the rest of them come out.
I've never seen that. I've never seen anything born.
John.
Uh-uh.
You're
too squeamish. No, I closed my eyes.
I closed my eyes.
John, don't tell people that's...
I'm too squeamish.
Yeah, but that's part of being
I don't know
dad.
Nothing about birth and no babies.
John's from the UP.
I believe that was straight out of Gone with the Wind.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Lowry, who is going to talk about healthy living. And I knew you were coming on today. I was excited about that. However,
that's why I took a picture of something.
Johnny's bragging about he ate one healthy meal this year. He had oatmeal with bananas and strawberry and apples.
Oh, that's good.
It is great. He hasn't had oatmeal.
I was thinking of you as I was putting this together. It's like, she's gonna be so proud of me.
Yes. It's really good for your bowels. Oh, look at all that fiber. Yes. All those apples.
He's not an oatmeal guy.
It's oatmeal.
Really
this is the old fashioned oatmeal that
that's
I bought.
Good stuff with the little guy on the,
the hat. Yeah, the little quicker guy. Bananas, apples, and nuts.
That's great.
And honey.
That's awesome.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to, you know, help yourself stay regular, you could sprinkle some chia seeds on there, a little bit of bran. Yeah.
I
think we're getting kind of personal
steps,
now.
Yeah, baby steps here. And we'll just talk about his bowel movements later.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going, what's it called? Dry for January?
Oh.
What's it called?
Sober January.
Sober January.
It's like dry January. We're a third of the way through.
Yeah, I know, he started today.
I hadn't heard about it until yesterday or a couple of days ago.
He hadn't heard about it. It's been going on for years. Anyway.
Why do you have to embarrass me in front of the doctor all the time, Dad?
It's okay. It's okay but to it's, be dry at any point.
Thank yes. you.
And
thank
for
you.
As long as you feel comfortable.
Thank you.
But mm-hmm. I think it's going to be interesting to talk to him on Monday after Sunday's Packers game.
Well, we'll see how the game goes. That's that could be an exciting factor.
So, Doc, you know that I do like the kitchen. I was telling Johnny I had salmon yesterday.
Oh, you made salmon?
Yeah, with mushrooms. Yeah, it was good. It was good. I was trying to eat healthier, too.
That's like one of the best things a person can eat, right? Salmon.
Oh, I love salmon.
Okay, let me ask you this, though. So, I don't have a grill here or anything like that. He's, got whatever. If I bought like canned salmon to put it in a salad, would that be the same thing or does it have to be fresh?
Too much salt, isn't it?
Well, it depends. Look at the package.
Okay. I don't think salmon comes with salt.
Isn't there a lot of sodium
in
that
stuff? I don't think so.
No?
I actually worked at a salmon cannery for a short time in Alaska. Yes.
What?
Uh-huh. For a very short time.
You lived
time.
In Alaska?
Yes.
How did you live in Alaska?
You
got married
summer.
And moved to Alaska. Because every woman I know that's ever lived in Alaska went there because of her guy.
I did go because of a guy.
There you go. Was he a commercial fisherman?
No, he was working for the Forest Service.
Or same type of thing.
So yep, I was like, this is great. I'll work for the Forest Service. So I volunteered and I got to change the toilet paper.
Oh, nice. Which part of Alaska?
It was Wrangell. It's a little island off southeastern.
Wow, that sounds cool.
It was awesome.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I ran a 10K at Mount McKinley when I was into that. Oh, yeah.
Did you really? I didn't know that.
I did.
I'm impressed
Anchorage
with that.
Anchorage is great. Of course, the capital we named our dog after him. But Alaska is, there's no taxes. Because they just love you being up there. They got all that oil, and that's a great place to live, but it's just so darn far away.
It's really far.
People don't realize how far. You go to Seattle, it's like, we're almost there. No, you're not.
Yeah, when we went to Fairbanks for a basketball game, it was the same thing. We're in Seattle. It's like, not much further. And it was like longer from Seattle to Fairbanks than from Green Bay to Seattle.
It is.
I was shocked, too, how far that is. Yeah,
that's a
And it's a huge state. One other thing I noticed about Alaska is I'd go walking down. Everything's expensive because it has to be bred in. But you'd go walking down the sidewalk and you'd pass a dog and it was almost like a human. Dogs are like people there.
I love it.
Oh, the way they're taken care of and everything.
Yeah, the dog would look up at you and you'd feel compelled to say, hey, how you doing?
All right, so anyway, we're talking with the doctor in the house about healthy living. And I know next week we're going to start our yoga program. And thank you for bringing the yoga mats that are still in the cellophane. two months ago. But we're looking at them. We look at them every day.
Every day.
Yes. We haven't taken them.
We're going to do this.
We just don't know how we don't know how to open it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the first step.
Anyway.
Todd has an open for us. But we're going to do that. We're going to do it on camera. You're going to give us some yoga instructions, right?
Oh, let's go. Yeah.
Yeah. That's next week. So this week, though, coming up, as you know, we have this big game in Dallas. And I like to make food to honor the visiting team, right? The Shrimp Creole or whatever, the Atlanta. But, Texas is chili.
Mm. Is it?
Is it?
Well, yeah, that would
it could be sure.
Sure, it is.
Okay. Texas I would
chili.
Think of steak, like a big T-bone steak.
No. If you look up NFL foods, Texas would come up as chili, or Tex-Mex, which is like Texas Mexican,
right? Chili is their state dish, by the way.
Chili?
Okay. Is it chili? Yes.
Okay.
You can have healthy chili.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
So I don't know that I'm going to have that, but I just, for our listeners. But no.
I was reading that black bean chili is really good for you.
Well, it all depends on what you put in it. If you say you're making standard chili with hamburger in it, if you use a lean hamburger or drain the fat out, it'll be lower in fat. This is logical, right? Right. So everything, just look at everything that you put in it.
But
and
I don't like, that's I don't like spaghetti in my chili. No. I don't need spaghetti in my chili.
Oh, that's lame.
What, spaghetti and chili?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I grew up with noodles in my chili.
No. I did too, and I didn't like it until I had chili without noodles, and I realized I like this a lot more.
My mom was cool. She would make she wouldn't mix it together. She would put it on the side because she knows I didn't like noodles in there.
Oh, you were
that's
that
my
guy.
Mom I was. Did too.
Oh, she my was God. The best. Uh-huh. I mean,
my family, here it is. 11, you don't like it? Don't eat it.
11 kids, and she would do carve outs for us.
Oh.
I know, right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She doesn't need to say the rosary every day.
She's done it. She's done it.
She's
already.
Locked in.
Yeah. she's there. But chili con carne, that means with meat. And we can. Like, I wouldn't have it with turkey, but, you know, some good
Why
beef
not with turkey?
No, I like beef. Like,
that's so
like,
much better for you.
I know. I'm not
saying lean beef is good, though. Lean beef is loaded with protein. It can be, you know, low fat.
What a great weekend to make chili in Green Bay.
That is true.
It's going to be cold, too.
It's going to be cold. Mm-hmm. You're going to have some friends over, maybe, maybe not. Depends how you like to watch the game. But I think, you know, that's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to that. And I want to eat healthy, but then next week we start the yoga program. But,
mm-hmm. Right. Anyway. I also heard you say cornbread or something on the side.
I know.
That's where you get into danger there. Because the chili is like, it's high in protein.
I know.
But the cornbread is high in carbs.
But I like cheese on there too.
Cheese is great.
I saw a commercial that said that one piece of white bread has like 10 teaspoons of sugar.
I would believe that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, no white bread.
With trans
no
fat.
White bread.
the big thing is trans fat. That's the worst thing, right?
It is not good for you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I just had a bunch of trans fat in that cookie you brought me, but...
Yeah, I know.
It's so good.
Yeah. Big shout out to Uncle Mike's. They are getting a head start on the game for the weekend.
Yes,
so
Packer cookies. Everything from there is so good.
Oh, I love it.
Everything from Uncle Mike's is just so good.
Mm-hmm. We have to get them... Of course, we're talking with Christy Larley, who is a doctor in our community and Michigan, too. Not Michigan, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
You come in, you tell us how to live healthy, and one of these days we're going to catch on. but what I do is say we spotlight a business, mm-hmm. And Fresh Time is coming out. Have you been down there? Is that what it's called, Todd?
Fresh Kind.
Fresh Kind?
Yep. I love Fresh
so
Kind.
So do I. He's coming on, I think, next Monday or Tuesday. Every week we spotlight a business. Now,
Is that salad restaurant? Okay, yeah.
It's not just salad, though. It's bowls. And you get to pick it's like a Chipotle or Qdoba kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
My son goes there. He says they got a lamb meatball salad.
I love that salad.
He said it's unbelievable.
Yes. Yeah. But it's not like a salad. It doesn't feel like you're eating a salad before.
Okay.
Oh, it's
or
so
maybe
good.
It's a lamb meatball bowl or something.
But your base can be rice or salad. I mean, mm-hmm. that is, like you said, you can pick and build your own dish or bowl, whatever it's called. But in full disclosure, we also had the guy on from Smash Burger.
Well, that's great, because I think the thing about having a healthy diet is you don't want to just completely restrict yourself. Like, you can have a cookie every once in a while.
Yeah.
You just can't have like a giant muffin every morning for breakfast.
The way I started with this thing, I want to get Uncle Mike's on here to feature that as one of our local businesses. 4 locations. And they have... Yeah, they have some healthy food there too. I mean, they have great bread, and we love that place. Well, when you were at my house, that was all Uncle Mike's Bakery. That
oh,
we had there.
So good! Yeah. I got some spicy cheese bread this morning. Yep. I picked up some chicken salad. I mean, they've got a ton of stuff in the freezer that you can just pop in the.
I love chicken salad.
Dinner.
Chicken salad is like my favorite thing in the world. So mm-hmm. Love chicken salad.
Uncle Mike's is good. Well, I'm glad we.
Why don't you make me some chicken salad someday?
I'd have to work. I don't know that that's my thing, John.
Okay.
I'd have to look at that.
All right.
I have to get a good recipe.
Got a thing
that.
Here. Loved my grandmother, but she used to put tomatoes in chili. I'm with you on that. I don't like tomatoes in chili. Another one here. Best chili I've ever had is at the Woods.
Yeah, that's good.
Get the hot chili at the Woods. That sounds really good, like right now.
Isn't the base for chili, though, tomatoes, like crushed tomatoes at least? Or
I've never made chili without tomatoes.
Me either.
I know.
I know I don't like soggy tomatoes. I don't like anything soggy in like soup. That's why I don't like French onion soup, because with the soggy bread. And I feel that way with tomatoes, too. I'm not a huge tomato guy in food.
Yeah, but that guy, that was a weird text. I love my grandma, but she put tomatoes in chili. Like, I love my grandma, but she would give me a hug. I mean, don't all grandmas put...
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm with Todd. It's kind of like beef and tomatoes, and then you build the celery and whatever else you want to put in there.
I just like to point out that you're the guy who carves out the pasta. So he's the guy who carves out the tomatoes. Okay. Like,
good point. All right.
Not
point.
All that different.
Oh, I don't think of anything worse than canned tomatoes.
Why?
I can eat a fresh tomato right off the vine and make a bruschetta with it, you know, with garlic and everything. That's phenomenal when they're really good, fresh tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
But canned stewed tomatoes in chili, I don't like that.
Would not. Those big tomatoes I don't like those, but you can get them diced, crushed. I don't know. They're not, some of that stuff's pretty good, John. They get some of it seasoned too for chili.
I think we need a chili cook off.
I think that'd be
mine
fantastic.
Mine on the morning chili cook off.
I like it. I'm all for that.
I'm mm-hmm. all for that.
I'm totally for that.
And you guys play against each other? The three of
you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. We'll do that.
Okay.
Let's go.
I might bring, and who's going to judge? Well, besides you, Doc.
Todd?
I'll be the judge.
Okay.
Listeners, they will be, suggestions?
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Yep. Yes.
I'm all in on
that. Any listeners want to be a part of this, let us know.
Uh-huh.
But are we going to do that before the game?
I don't know. We'll figure that out.
By Friday?
No. Ooh, no. No. That's too soon. For the Super Bowl.
Okay.
For the Super Bowl. We're going to set a great break. Dr. Kristen in the house. Back up this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Even when the weather outside is frightful, your energy bill could be much more delightful. Replacing drafty windows and doors can dramatically lower your energy costs. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin's energy-efficient windows keep the cold outside where it belongs. You'll help kick the January blues when you choose to book by the 31st for 0% interest up to 36 months. You heard that right. No interest for up to 36 months if you book by January 31st. Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM, WGBW.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And you don't need no wonder you're doing. Welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here on a Wednesday?
All day.
Wednesday morning, Dr. Kristen Lyerly here. We got another one. How about Not by Bread Alone? They are fantastic.
Totally. Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
And ask the doctor, what is her feeling about Ozempic for weight loss?
Ozempic.
You know what? That is getting so
I've
much.
Heard of it, but I don't know what it is. Oh, my God. I have no idea what it is.
It's a shot.
Did you see that Weight Watchers is kind of redoing
it? Is this
it?
One you get in your stomach?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Okay. Ozempic is a shot that was originally designed to treat diabetes.
Right.
Okay.
But what they found was people were losing weight and it was staying off. So then people started using it off label. A lot of Hollywood stars were losing it. Were losing weight. There's a question out there about, is this Oprah's trick? Because have you seen Oprah
lost
lately?
So much. Yeah.
Yes. So Ozempic,
she was at
recently,
the Golden Globes the other night.
She looked amazing.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
But those are awful.
What are?
The Golden
Globes. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I agree.
I don't, but yeah. Okay.
But there are a bunch of different types of Ozempic medications, and one of them was recently FDA approved specifically for weight loss.
Right.
So it is becoming more and more widely used, but it is not a silver bullet because it really makes you not want to eat. And for some people, then they develop nutritional deficiencies.
Yeah.
Also, it makes people feel kind of sick, nauseated, uncomfortable. So it really changes. I think of your relationship with food. And how I wake up in the morning and I think, what am I going to eat today? What am I going to have for breakfast? So if you're not thinking about that, it really changes how you put your day together.
My doctor
said, is that good or bad?
He goes, look, that is not what everybody thinks. It's a whole mindset before mm-hmm. you get into that. He goes, we're not going to start with that, you know, because I was in there to see him. And
is
you're
it
right.
a one-time thing?
No. It's
the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, because the data, and people have only been using it for weight loss for a short period of time. So we don't know what the long-term data is. But what we have seen is that when people stop using it, just like with all other weight loss medications,
boom,
the weight does tend to come back on.
Do you know what look at all these weight programs, and I don't know what this country spends on weight loss, but a gazillion dollars. The weight loss programs that work the best, and this is the common thread on successful weight loss programs, is if you write down what you eat.
That's true.
That is, if you look at Weight Watchers or you look at this or this or this drug or that or Ozempic, you need to write down what you eat, and that helps people lose weight.
It helps people stay on it.
Or stay on it. Because that's what I meant.
And it does help you lose weight. Yeah, because at the end of the day, you think to yourself, geez, I just didn't really eat that much. But if you then look back at your list and you're like, well, I ate a cookie, and then I had a
And you got a doctor walking in with cookies, you know.
Right. Yeah, thank you for supporting our diets here.
Is it bad that I would lie? I would lie to myself. Yeah. Is that
yes,
wrong?
That is bad.
When you lie to yourself, yeah, that's not a good thing.
All right. I mean,
you checked off his wife, his partner, but yeah, now to yourself, not a good idea.
Some people, too, will just take pictures. Like every time.
Well, like I just showed you my picture.
Yes.
Okay. So I was so proud of that.
That's cool. Good.
Look at that. Thank you. How many times we're going to see that picture of his oatmeal? When's the last time you had oatmeal before yesterday, John? Why don't you tell our listeners?
God, 20 years.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
Wow.
And yeah, easy 20 years.
You know who had good oatmeal? They don't anymore. It was Al's. Al's Hamburger.
Really?
Yeah. They had great oatmeal. My wife used to love that. And you go in there and that's a cool place, right? There's people there who can only afford that meal. And then there's a judge sitting at the counter as well. And I used to go there quite a bit. But, of course, I like their corned beef hash. But my wife would get the oatmeal. And, yeah, it was really, really good.
I thought that's all they had was hamburgers, to be honest with you.
But I'm saying oatmeal is, it fills you up, too. I mean, there's a lot of good things with oatmeal. And even the stuff he added to it, the apples, peanuts, that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then why are you putting me down for what I ate?
I'm not saying that you haven't eaten it in 20 years. Now we're going to hear about it for the next 20 years. Okay. That's what I was saying.
Mm. Keep bringing us pictures of your oatmeal.
Thank you.
It's going to be the same one.
Wow. Wow. What got into him today, Todd?
I don't
know. He's kind of feisty.
He's very feisty.
I got
today.
An 8:15 meeting with someone, so I'm getting
ready. Wow. So, doctor, saw a thing in the national news. They said this is one of the worst seasons they've ever seen, not just for colds and things, but for people getting three different things. Because I'm finally over it, okay, after like 16 days. I had a terrible head cold, terrible chest cold, and then the stomach flu for a weekend, all at once. And they were saying that people are getting is it RSV or RSP or something like that?
RSV, it's a virus.
RSV and the flu and other things.
COVID.
All that, and COVID all together.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, they're all viruses that we see at this time of year. And I think that because the theory is that because we haven't been exposed to each other because of COVID, that now our immune systems aren't as primed as they used to be, and our vaccination rates are lower. So that's why we're seeing people are more susceptible to getting sick, and they're getting sicker.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to say that if you think you're sick, if you think that you've got something going on, go seek help, because there are medications. We've got antivirals that we can give you that will diminish the effect of that virus on you.
So we're talking with Dr. Kristen Lyrie, and I think the other thing we're talking about, people are sick, and they're really sick. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, this stuff could lead to pneumonia, and then
you could die.
You could die. Really, that
especially if you are older than 65, if you have other health conditions, if you're really young, those tend to be the people.
I kind of joked about it, but the other night, Sunday night, it's like in the middle of the night, it's like, am I dying? Because I was coughing so hard I couldn't breathe, and then I had the flu, and then it was like, holy crap, this might be it.
And then he started to bargain. If you get me through this, I will donate so much. But then he forgot all that.
He laughed.
Hey, but I want to ask you. Don't you think part of the reason, I agree our immune systems are weaker than they were 5 years ago. I'll give you that. Because we all isolated. Mm-hmm. However, don't you think we've laxed a little bit on washing our hands and wiping down like when you go into the airlines now, they don't wipe down the seats and the armrests anymore. I don't see that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's absolutely true. Hand washing. We could be so much better with hand washing. And if you're in a place where you can't hand wash, a little hand sanitizer goes a long way.
Yeah.
But it used to be everywhere. Like you couldn't even talk to anybody. And, you know, we shake hands when you come in now. But, you know, 3 years ago, we would have just fist bumped or just, you know, never got into the whole Japanese bowing stuff. But, I mean, just to greet someone was like, is our country going to change? Remember we were talking about that? Are we really going to shake hands? Is shaking hands over? But
anyway, missed it. Didn't you miss it?
Totally.
I try to fist bump people.
Yeah,
though.
Me too.
Uh-huh. I really do. I really do.
But I just think that sanitation, we got to watch again, because I think we've gotten very lax on that.
You know what I used to do when I'd have a bad cold and didn't want to spread it? Wash my hands. And this is a terrible thing to do, so I'm not recommending anybody. I used to wash my hands with gasoline.
No, do not. What? No.
Oh, my gosh.
Nugani.
Because when I worked at my brother's gas station.
Do not listen to John Mino.
We used to use that for a lot of stuff.
Good
and
idea.
And that's not good, is it?
Then have a cigarette.
Really bad thing.
Then I'd start it on fire.
Right.
But that's what we used to do.
Then I'd light up.
Burn my hands off.
All right.
Wow.
Well, we'll discuss more.
That's why we have the doctor in here.
Doctor, we love having you on. We wish we could have you on for like 2 hours sometime. Can we do that?
Yes.
Awesome. Dr. Kristen, thank you so very much. We're running out of time. Fun show today.
It's a great show.
Back
thank
in
you, John.
Tomorrow morning. Mine with the mayor, Dr. Kristen. Back tomorrow morning. See ya.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.